USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The shutdown of a vital trade route between Canada and the United States by freedom truckers protesting Canada's vaccine mandate has closed a Ford plant in Detroit because they can't get the imported parts over a bridge. Instead of negotiating with truckers, leaders are now throwing their weight around. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer said in a statement Thursday, and she called on Canadian officials to take all necessary and appropriate steps to immediately and safely reopen traffic. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
The people of Ottawa don't deserve to be harassed in their own neighborhoods.
It should be noted, if Canada simply ended the vaccine mandate, the Freedom Convoy would be heading on down the road. Texas Health and Human Services is reporting the number of abortions performed in Texas fell by 60% in the first month after the heartbeat abortion law went into effect. Senate Bill 8 prohibits nearly all abortions as soon as a heartbeat is detected. USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Here's more on the Bob Saget death last month.
New information is out on the death of Full House star Bob Saget. His family confirms he had a brain bleed after accidentally hitting the back of his head. They believe he didn't realize his injury and died in his sleep at a Florida hotel last month. As far as just how common these brain bleeds are, ABC News chief medical contributor Dr. Jill Ashton tells ABC's Good Morning America.
We have to do some mini med school here and look at the anatomy of the brain. There's blood vessels there. This is a very unforgiving organ for trauma, but it's a closed space. You have the hard skull, you have the soft brain, and in between that, a little bit of bleeding can cause compression on the brain and in some cases can be fatal. So is this something that is common? No, but can it happen? Yes, it can.
It's from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Mr. Berg. We are USA Radio News.
Have you stopped taking your statin? Over half of people will stop taking a statin in the first year due to muscle pain. Marley Drug offers the next generation statin, pitavastatin, which is different from most statins and has low rates of muscle pain. With a prescription, you can get pitavastatin for $1 a day. No insurance needed. Stop putting up with statin pain and call Marley Drug at 800-460-2510. That's 800-460-2510 or go to marleydrug.com.
Now available in Vermont or Alabama.
With no changes in the science, more and more states are rolling back mask mandates for adults. The least affected age group from COVID-19 is the children, and they are still required to wear masks in schools. Republican Representative Mary Miller slammed Democrat leaders in Illinois Thursday after officials in her home state announced the end of the mask mandates for everyone except schools.
Well, their hypocrisy knows no shame, and they are losing the polls. That's why they're backing off on this mandate. But the fact that they won't lift them for school children is, I just can't believe it. They've bungled this, the way they've handled this virus from the beginning. The blue states are ridiculous. I mean, I know someone that joined the exodus of citizens out of Illinois to Tennessee last year. The 7- and 4-year-old were being required to wear masks to play soccer outdoors. As soon as they arrived in Tennessee, the masks were off. And the people in Illinois have had it with our hypocrite governor. He's been seen multiple times violating his own edicts.
Representative Miller opines on Newsmax TV about older kids walking out of schools in protest of mask coverings.
I applaud them. It's about time. I think what we're going to leave our children and grandchildren depends on what we're doing now. God created us to be free and relational people.
I'm Lance Fry. This is USA Radio News.